The Glens will actually be celebrating its 30th anniversary next year, so we're well established in terms of, well, going back before my time, in terms of programming 52 weeks of the year. However, the climate in the arts world has changed hugely. Audiences have not gone back to pre-COVID levels, for example. Don't know if that will ever happen. And most provincial centres are, you know, struggling, to say the least. Indeed, one or two went public with their issues on it. But we're delighted. We got a small increase. And in fact, funding has doubled nearly in the 7 years I'm here. And I think that's a reflection of the status that the Glen Centre has, not just regionally, but nationally, because that's coming through from Dublin in the Arts Council. We will be programming a full year of events. We don't program every week. For example, we go quiet in the summer because there's just not an audience there. Things calm down. So we will be doing our music program, what we call public-facing music program, theatre, dance, whatever, etc. But more importantly, nearly for the Arts Council, is that we do a lot of work behind the scenes, development of artists, of creativity in writing, particularly theatre, because theatre is my own background, so I have a certain bias on it. Like, we have a show going on tour that we developed last year, and that'll be going on a national tour in November. And we have a new show opening in Dublin in April with one of our three theatre companies in residence. We have three theatre companies in residence. Exit Does Theatre under Paddy McEnany. We have The Rabbit's Riot under Trasa Nealon and Sonia. And we have Exploder under the guidance of the legendary Prin Dignan. And we fund and resource them. So that all of that comes out of that monies and the monies we get from Leitrim County Council. We run our annual rock school. We run three youth theatres. We work with Music Generation on a music programme. We run our own private music lessons. We run drama for transition year students at St. Clair's. We do podcasting with them. So we also do our own radio show with Your Good Selves on Ocean. And we do, you know, recording of local bands. And we do the annual Quinion and Oak outdoor. And we do a number of festivals like the Piping Weekend in October. We do the Adaptation Film Weekend coming up in September. So out of 55 grand from the Arts Council, it has a long way to stretch. But we're delighted.